So what do you like about dinos?
I like that they're a cool part of history, and that they're like really big and scary, but they're also really different and cool.
Did you know when you were little you preferred dinos over almost any other toy?
No, I did not.
You liked them and dragons and sea creatures. What's your favorite dino fact?
Probably that there's a I don't exactly remember the name, but there's a dinosaur that has long feathers on its head that to help attract mates.
Yeah. What's your favorite dinosaur?
My favorite dinosaur is the Spinosaurus.
Why?
Because it's like said to be the only dino that could rival the Tyrannosaurus. T-Rex.
That's my 11-year-old sister chatting about dinosaurs with me. Welcome to A Little Joycast. I'm Teresa. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe. This week's topic, the joy of dino facts. It's always nice driving to Colorado Springs. It's a quiet morning with not many cars around me. I'm enjoying the trees all along the windy road to the Dinosaur Resource Center, where I'll be touring the museum with 8-year-old Catalina. When I arrive, she and her family are waiting for me. She's with her dad, Andrew, and her older sister, Aurora, who works at the museum.
So I heard you have dinosaur facts. Do you want to tell me some?
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
I forgot.
It's okay.
What about the killer claw? What were you telling me about that killer claw, Lena?
It kills other animals.
Is that what it's called, the killer claw? What is it called?
A killer claw.
A killer claw. And what type of dinosaurs have killer claws?
T-Rex.
Super cool. So what do you like about dinosaurs?
They can fly, they can swim, they can walk.
Wow, that's so cool. Do you have a favorite dinosaur? What's your favorite dinosaur?
A pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl? Okay, why?
Because they can fly.
Oh yeah, they're super cool.
Catalina, who is wearing a yellow dress and holding a little Triceratops stuffy, reminds me of my sister. My sister loved dinosaurs when she was Catalina's age. I remember reading the same dino fact book over and over and over again, even if she could probably recite the whole book by memory if she wanted to. I think my sister liked to just hear about the world of dinosaurs whenever she could. And I think that she liked reading together because it was a way we could spend time with each other. Right before we're about to head downstairs, Catalina runs to Aurora and whispers that she's nervous. I look away, trying to give the siblings a little bit of privacy while they talk, but I can hear Aurora reassure her little sister that it'll be all right. She'll be right here alongside her. We go into the fossil lab where Aurora's colleagues are busy freeing and restoring recently discovered specimens. They greet Catalina and explain to her their different roles in the lab. Aurora briefly explains how she molds and casts bones. We get to see some real dinosaur bones, like one of the leg bones of a T-Rex lovingly named Valerie. That's when I learned discoverers commonly name specimens.
Alrighty.
We meet up with Caroline, one of the museum's tour guides, who will lead us through the museum.
Now, before we get into anything here, I have a very, very important question to ask you. Do you know what the term dinosaur means?
I'm thinking about it and realize I don't really know the answer. Caroline, however, does.
It means terrible lizard, and it was coined by that gentleman in the hat right over there. His name is Sir Richard Owen, and he coined it in 1842 because he found a bunch of dinosaur bones, realized they looked nothing like the animals of that time, and came up with the term. Now, we say that because paleontology is a pretty new study of science. But what we like to do here, since, you know, we're always finding new species and things get renamed sometimes, we love to give you the most up-to-date information as possible.
It's fun looking at all the exhibits. There are replicas of dinosaur skeletons all around us. Some are even hanging from the ceiling. Occasionally, we walk past a hands-on exhibit, like a model of dinosaur eggs visitors can touch. Catalina's quiet. When Caroline asks her if she has any questions, she often shakes her head. But she does seem really interested in dinosaurs, especially the ones with sharp teeth.
But another important thing about in the ocean are fish. Fish have been around forever, like sharks. Sharks have actually been around before Saturn had rings, or before we've had trees on this planet. So marine life, especially sharks and fish, are incredibly old. Like the Xiphactinus right here. Now the Xiphactinus was probably one of the largest, if not the largest, fish to ever exist on this planet.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's old. Now Xiphactinus, they can range in many different, you know, sizes. They can be about 12 feet to some 13 and a half feet tall. There's, you know, scientists say that maybe they could be around 17 feet in length.
Whoa.
Something that strikes me is the way her dad and sister check on her. They follow along during the tour, watching Catalina to make sure that she's all right. Sometimes they come closer and try to make her laugh. Aurora hugs her, quietly reassuring her along the way.
She's my favorite thing in the world. She is my big inspiration for wanting to work here, to just show her that we can make a difference and that we can work hard and we can just be where we want to work to be. I was around Lena's age when we moved out here and we came out here for the first time. And I remember looking back in the glass boxes and just being able to see really women being back there, all ages and people, just all experiences, all different types of talents, being able to work back there, work together and be able to just bring this to the world. And I realized that that is something that I wanted to work really hard towards and be able to be there at some point. So I'm really lucky to be able to be where I am. She was really excited that I got this job. Even before then, she's been very avid about dinosaurs, and so have I, just learning about it. We're big, just learners.
Looking at Catalina and Aurora makes me think about my sister again. Because of the large age gap, I sometimes wonder if I'm more protective of her and feel more responsible for her as an older sister. I was there when she was born. I changed her diapers, gave her baths, watched her learn how to crawl. It's still a little hard not to see her as that little girl who wanted to read dinosaur books filled with dino facts. Catalina and Aurora's bond is sweet. At some point near the end of the tour, Aurora tells me that her family has a picture of her next to a model of a dinosaur in the museum when she was young. Years later, they were able to take a picture of Catalina next to that same model. At this point, we're standing by a model of a Nano Tyrannus lencensis, the first model that Aurora cast and molded. Aurora and Catalina's dad, Andrew, tells me they've been to the museum several times.
When we're at home, she watches TV programs like Dino Train, Dinosaur Train, it's a PBS show. She likes to go on YouTube, and she just likes learning facts about it and talking with her friends. She likes the pterodactyl, which we just found out recently that it's not actually a dinosaur. And she was really excited to know that there was a new fact that she likes it because it flies, but that's what she says.
I take a picture of Catalina and her family and then thank them for their time. On the way back, I'm looking forward to telling my sister that I just learned pterodactyls aren't dinosaurs. They're pterosaurs. Dinosaurs can't fly. Thanks for joining me this week on A Little Joycast. This podcast is produced by Rocky Mountain Public Media and me, Teresa Ho. I love storytelling and I love Colorado, but most of all, I love the kids of Colorado. If you'd like to support this podcast so that I can keep telling stories, consider becoming a sustaining member by visiting rmpbs.org. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. A special thank you to the Dinosaur Resource Center for working with us on this episode.